Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we return right after this.
It's cattle deworming time, and I'm so psyched about using Cydectin injectable that I wrote y'all a little rap ditty. Only twice a year you'll be needing this unique and effective mix. It's proven to be long-lasting, so your herd is always first pick. A quick and effective shot will do the trick. It's all you need to do the deed, so get injectin with Cydectin. Get injectin with Cydectin. The cattle's all a-mooing. The dung beetles are not phased. Greener pastures are a-stewing. Making Cydectin all the craze. A quick and effective shot will do the trick. It's all you need to do the deed. So get injectin with Cydectin. Get injectin with Cydectin.
To learn more about Cydectin injectable and its short withholding time and its numerous benefits, talk to your veterinarian or Boehringer Ingelheim Vetmedica Inc. representative today. Do not treat cattle within 21 days of slaughter. Do not use in female dairy cattle, breeding age, veal calves, or calves less than 8 weeks of age.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joining us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, let's talk a little bit about these livestock futures. And well, it was really an up and down day yesterday. Why don't you kind of tell us how things ended up at the close?
Well, you pretty well summed it up there, Dave. It was two-sided trading that dominated the cattle complex on Tuesday, and the close was mostly negative, with the largest losses actually occurring in the live cattle. Now, choice box beef was $3.16 higher yesterday. Select box is up $4.22 on a total movement of 166 loads. It's the most upside we've seen in quite some time in our box beef prices. Cattle kill yesterday, 112,000 head. Cash feeder index was up $1.52. Now, other than that, there was no other big news going along. I think the one thing that's really being focused on is to see what's going to develop out of the feed yard. Will we see some more upside in the cash price that could make a lot of difference on what's going to happen down the road? The lean hogs yesterday traded and closed higher, with new highs being made for the month in both the October and December contract. Today, the October lean hogs do expire futures and options. December live cattle closed 37 lower yesterday. November feeders were unchanged on the session, and December lean hogs were $1.07 higher.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, let's talk a little bit about the grain futures from yesterday. Higher across the board yesterday, but a really great day for the wheat and the soybeans.
That's exactly right. Fund buying and buy stops lifted the entire grain and soybean complexes higher, with the wheat and the soybeans enjoying double-digit gains yesterday. Now, overall, there's once again a real lack of price-moving news out there. We did not really see nothing more than just a technical movement in the market give this market its strength. Now, the corn harvest is 42% complete nationwide. The five-year average is 43%. Soybean harvest, 62% ahead of the average pace of 54%. Winter wheat now 64% planted. The average is 66. Kansas is 69 versus 70. Oklahoma, 65 versus 66%. Texas, the most behind, 48% versus 58%. Emergence of the nation's wheat crop, 33% now. That is slightly behind the five-year average of 36. Kansas, 34%. Emerge versus 38, Oklahoma also 34 versus 38, Texas 20 versus 30%. Now, trading overnight has been mostly lower. At the moment, we're seeing some mixed trade. December KC wheat's down a half a penny. December corn's a penny higher. November soybeans are up 2 cents. December cotton's trading 20 points lower. November crude oil, 6 cents higher. December dollar index down 24 cents. And December Dow Jones futures up 21 points.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Call us toll free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here this morning. We'll check in with you again tomorrow, and of course, we'll always look forward to that. It's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.